Before we get to the episode, I've got something free for you. I'd love to give you a pack of Canva Instagram story templates and Pinterest templates that go with your unique brand's vibes. Whether you're more bright and colorful or more sophisticated and polished, I've got you covered. Take my website personality quiz at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz and you'll be matched with a few gorgeous DIYable website templates that would be perfect for your ideal client's vibes. You'll also get 10% off your template purchase from my shop, a free month subscription to Show It, a full brand personality profile to tell you what design your client is looking for, and of course, those awesome Canva templates. You can get it all now for free at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz. Now, here's the episode. Something I like to do every year before setting goals for the next year is simply to reflect on the previous year, like what worked, what didn't, best memories, where I traveled to, things I did in my business, all of that kind of thing. And I want to take you along for some of that journey with me, not all of it, but some of it, because you will not find all of it interesting. But I'm going to share two very practical business mindset and high level things I learned in 2023 in my business that I think can help you grow your business in the new year. And then after I share those two things, I'm going to share two additional things that I'll personally be working on and focusing on in 2024 in my business. So I'm going to give you a little glimpse into what's going on with me. And it's possible that we have similar 2024 goals to where like what I'm sharing with you can help you in some way too. And with all of these different things I'm sharing, I'm going to have some very practical tips for you as well, as always. So let's look back on 2023 and then forward to 2024. That is a bit of a tongue twister. Let's get to it. Hey guys, I'm Elizabeth McCravey, a website designer and business coach for entrepreneurs and your host for the Breakthrough Brand Podcast, the show that's all about pulling back the curtain on how to actually build a successful business. I don't skim the surface around here. If you want to deep dive into the nitty-gritty details of what it takes to run a successful business and stand out in a crowd, you're in the right place. After creating a multiple six-figure-a-year website design business in my 20s, I'm ready to share everything I've learned and everything I'm still learning because I believe the keys to building a thriving business should never be a secret. Here you'll find episodes that are actionable, direct, and fun, like French chatting business over coffee and a fresh, honest take on the reality of being an entrepreneur. If you're ready to master online marketing, branding, website design, mindset, and business strategy, then this is the podcast for you. It's time to build your breakthrough brand. Let's do this. Okay, so before I get to the first like two lessons, I just want to share a little bit about 2023. So for me, 2023 was a big year. It was a year where I got some team member stuff figured out, which we'll talk about. Whereas some of that was a struggle for me in 2022, it was also a year where I weaned Colin from nursing at the end of April. So for most of the year, I was not nursing a toddler or baby anymore, which is crazy. And if you have been a nursing mom recently or ever, you might realize like, hey, that makes a really big impact on your life when you are not still nursing. So it's a wonderful, sweet time that I'm about to enter into again because I'm pregnant with baby number two. And that's like that due date's right around the corner. I'm at the beginning of my third trimester right now as we're talking, like officially this week. I've got my yoga ball and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, not living by a nursing schedule and having someone like dependent on you in that way makes a big difference. Also in 2023 was when I found I was pregnant again in June. So I've spent like half of this year basically pregnant. And that's obviously been a really huge part of the year for me that feels like it has absolutely just flown by. I'm like, how am I in the third trimester? How is it like almost time for this baby to be born? I have no idea. I went on 8 trips this year. Literally half of them were work trips, half were fun, vacation or family, like holiday type trips. And I was in a really strong flow of work and mom life balance this year, more than I have been in Colin's life so far and in my life as a mom. If you didn't know, I'm a mom to one toddler boy. He's a little bit past 2 years old right now. And then I'm pregnant with a second baby boy. So that, but this year though, like when I look at 2023 in general, we had childcare 3 days a week the entire year, except for, you know, when they take off for like holidays and stuff. And that meant so much more work focus for me. And also just like, you know, consistency and things like that. Whereas in 2022, most of that year, we did not do any outside childcare, and my husband and I were just tag teaming it. So it's just a bit different. And I was able to feel this year like I was in a really strong, like, okay, I have this schedule. It's working. I like it. And you know, if you're in a season where that's not the case for you, just know that season can come. I'm about to kind of enter into the season again where that's less of the case, but that has been really helpful to me this year. I also launched this year a lot of new templates, which was so fun. So many new add-ons and full site templates and just all the designing things. And I also launched a new course this year, Podcast Success Blueprint, which is so exciting. And launching that course was actually not something on my radar at the beginning of 2023, which, you know, we change kind of our goals throughout the year. It was something that, like, I kind of thought maybe I'd do a course this year. Maybe I won it, but it was cool, like, having that come to fruition at the end of this year. And then I'm still working on finishing it right now, which is so fun. So anyway, without sharing all my yearly reflections with you, because again, a lot of them are more personal things and not business related things, I want to get to like the two lessons I learned that I think will benefit you. And then we'll get to 2024. But that was just a little recap of like a bit of what happened this year. So here are the two lessons. First one, being in a season full of yeses is fun, but there's also growth happening when you're in a season of no's. So let me explain all that. And then I have some tips for you with it. So for me this year, so this year of 2023, was a year of more yeses for me, more yeses to podcast interviews, yeses to speaking and online summits and partnerships and like trying new things. Whereas for me in 2022, I did not do as much front-facing things and my schedule working was more erratic. Like I was just saying, I was on actually maternity leave for some of that year. And then we started the year moving into a new house, which felt kind of, kind of crazy getting settled in. Still kind of being on maternity leave, but trying to get off of maternity leave and just a lot happening in life. And, you know, Colin was also really young at the beginning of 2022. He was just a few months old. So anyway, though, this year, though, I felt like I could have more of a year of thoughtful yeses. So I did more traveling for work. I did more conferences. I did more speaking. And I also did like more online type things that were honestly a risk because it's stuff that like I hadn't tried before. So like I participated in two online summits this year. I also taught a free class for Dubsado users and then a free class with Showit for Showit designers, like partnered with both of those companies to do free like webinar style, but like non-pitchy, like I was just literally teaching. I'll link to both of those classes if you want to watch them in the show notes, because they were both really awesome. And I put a lot of work into both of them. And then again, I also did those two online summits, but that was all like a lot of work and risky. And I say risky, just not like because something bad necessarily could have happened, but because when we participate in things like that, that is a lot of work for ourselves and you don't really know, like, hey, will this end up feeling like it was worth my time? Will it end up feeling like it was growing my business? Will this be enjoyable? You kind of have all those kind of questions, especially with things like online summits. But I will say, yeah, it was a lot of work and risky. And some of those were easy yeses, but then some of them were like, hey, I don't know if this will feel like it's worth it to the business, but I'm going to try it and find out. And so that was like kind of one of my goals this year, was like doing more of that, more of like, you know what, I'm going to like give this a shot and make time for it and see what comes of it and like pay attention to the data of if this is something I'd want to do again. I also was interviewed on over 20 podcasts this year. So a lot of yeses to podcast interviews. And I don't know the exact number off the top of my head, although I do actually track this stuff. I track it all and click up a little tip for you. Tracking different podcast interviews and guest speaking and stuff like that you've done is helpful in case you want to like reference any of those episodes later. But I don't have it pulled up. But 2022, I will say, was at least half of that, if not less, probably closer to like 10 interviews. And this year was over 20. So lots of yeses there. But here's kind of like the lesson for me in all of that. So again, 2023 was a year for yeses. I had more stability in my life and in my business. And one of my big goals for the year was visibility. So it made a lot of sense to focus there. And that was like, you know, I had my words for the year. One of the words was traffic. And within that word, visibility and like all these different goals related to that. And now for 2024, 2024, I will have less yeses. I'm going to have literally less yeses this year because, and that's actually like relates to one of my words of the year that I'm not sharing yet, but for 2024, but I'm going to be on maternity leave some of the year. And I'll also be doing a lot of behind the scenes type work in my business, and that will feel good too. And so that's what the lesson is. There's still growth there. It's just growth in a different way. So I just want to encourage you that in every season of business that's so different, that it's okay that it's different and there's good things and growth in different areas and all of it. So like you might be looking at your year or the year ahead and be like, yeah, I was the year I was nursing a baby and working during nap times, like working in the hours that I could find margin, or maybe a year where you went back to a 9-to-5 and also have been trying to do your business on the side, or you said yes to things, but you like are looking at now, you're like, I said yes to the wrong things. And those were actually just distractions. Regardless though, life and business are so seasonal. It's like, that has been like one of the biggest lessons of business for me. And I think that right now for me, again, I know we're all in different seasons, but I'm trying to share with you like what's going on with me. But like in the like little years of parenting, the different seasons of business have become shorter lived. So I'm about 8 years into having my business. I'm a little over 2 years into being a mom. And like in those 2 years, so much has changed, even more so in some ways than like all the years prior in my business, just because my life is changing so rapidly, kind of based on the schedules of these little humans. So you move between the different seasons quicker. And that can be true in so many different seasons of life, but that's true for me right now. But when you're in the thick of it, it cannot feel that way. It can feel like, you know, I'm going to be waking up at 4 a.m. to a crying baby like every day forever. But that's not necessarily the case. It's all short-lived. It just doesn't feel like it in the moment. So a tip to go with this though, that I just want to encourage you in is as you think ahead for 2024, or maybe you're listening to this in January and you're like working on your goals still, but as you think about what you want to say yeses and nos to, like think about it, like really put thought into that. And I would encourage you to think about like what opportunities sound delightful and what sound like distractions. Maybe you know some opportunities you'll already be faced with, or maybe you're thinking like, oh, this would be like something I would totally love to do and I'm going to pursue that, or I'm going to say yes if it comes my way. And then asking yourself, do you think you'll be in a yes season or a no season, generally speaking? Because both have their place. And I think it's just so helpful and can make you more confident in your decision making when you know I'm in more of a yes season right now, or I'm more in a no season right now. It makes the no's and yeses feel a lot easier. And I also think it can be really good to make a list for yourself. That's something I'm personally going to do. So passing it on to you. I haven't done it yet, but to make a list for yourself that you can easily access later, like maybe do it on a document on your computer, in your project manager, something like that. Like not necessarily in a notebook that you're going to have to like go seek out, but like somewhere where you're going to see it frequently, where it's like you're saying like, generally speaking, these are things I'm interested in saying yes to. And generally speaking, these are things that will be no's. And something to remember with that is that you can always change your mind, right? You can always change your mind, but it's helpful to have something to check your decisions against when you're like coming up with a new decision. So, you know, it might be that like in January, you're thinking like all these things are yeses, all these things are no's. But then by November of 2024, your life has completely changed and you're feeling more like those yeses and nos needs to switch. But it can be good to have this as a starting point. So that's what I'm going to be doing for myself again to make the yeses and nos feel a bit easier. And for me to like right now, think of my future self who's going to be having a new baby next year, going to be on maternity leave for a little bit, going to be finishing, wrapping up a brand new course. Like what stuff makes sense? What are my priorities? So kind of asking yourself that as you think about saying yeses and nos. All right, my second big lesson from the year, and y'all, of course, I have more lessons than these. These were just two that I was like, okay, I want to share these on the podcast. But having the right people in the right seats within your team is everything, literally everything. So last year, and by last year, I mean 2022, I felt like I had some team struggles, which is no one's fault by my own. It's also just like the growing pains of growing a business. So like, fault's not even, like, I don't even know that it was my fault. It's just like growing a business and figuring out this stuff is hard. But I struggled with hiring and knowing what I was looking for, what people should do, what jobs, what I should do, all that kind of stuff. And again, no one on my team was doing anything bad. It was just like, we had some seasons where a lot fell on me and I didn't have the capacity. And I felt like I needed more support than what I had in some areas. And I was also trying to figure out like, okay, should I ask this person to do this or this person? Like, or should I hire someone new for this? Like, I don't know. It truly was a mind game for me trying to figure out team stuff. Like I think of me figuring out like who's in what seat, and this is still this way some days, is like a mental game of chess. And that's just part of doing business. But I think this was especially true because I'd already hired and figured out the positions in the business I think are easier to hire, like a customer support team member or a design assistant. Not that it's easy to find a great person, because that can definitely be challenging, but it's easy to know like what the role is. Like it's more clearly defined. They're more straightforward jobs perhaps. But then I had the struggle of like trying to keep my team small while also expanding and asking like, okay, should this role do this or only this? Or should this person who's already working in the business take care of that? Or should I be doing that? I don't know if that's something I should be outsourcing. Like, oh my gosh, again, mental chess, so confusing. So I also hired someone in a marketing position this year. And then at the very end of 2022, I hired someone in a podcast position, which I almost think of that hire as like part of 2023, because it was so at the end of 2022 that we were actually working on 2023 podcast content at the time. But anyway, I hired those two roles, but the marketing position particularly was really hard. I think that's one of the hardest roles I've ever hired for. And I think there's something about marketing as a job that's hard to figure out when it comes to job descriptions, finding the right fit and what they'll do, what you'll do, especially as a small business owner and especially as a personal brand business. And especially, I keep saying especially, but as someone who really likes marketing, like I love marketing. So having some like assistance with it was like, okay, well, what am I trying to give up? What am I trying to keep? What am I managing? All of that kind of stuff. So it's just interesting. And it was like a harder thing to figure it out. And as I'm ending 2023, and also just that I just look back on like how things went this year, I feel like I have a strong and great team set up. And I still have some things to figure out, right? Because I truly think that team stuff is like mental chess. Like I said, like it's so much like moving the pieces around and figuring out what makes sense. But I cannot tell you how much more confident that makes you as a CEO, how much smoother things go, how much better systems work, all of that kind of stuff. When you feel like confident in your team, that you have a good setup, that people know what they're supposed to be doing, and all of that kind of stuff. But anyway, it is work managing a team. So I just feel like I'm still always learning and figuring things out and growing as a leader, literally through every conversation, every project, all the things. But this has been huge for me this year. And it's been interesting stepping into a more visionary role in some areas of the business and also more of a project manager role. And just kind of exploring like, okay, what does that look like? So here's my tips from this particular lesson though, about like having people in the right seats. So if marketing, first, this is kind of just a random tip. If marketing positions feel hard to hire for, it's because they are. Like I truly think for us as small business owners, the marketing related stuff, whether it's social media help or email writing or like an actual marketing manager or something like that, like it is just harder to hire for. So anyway, like if you're feeling that after maybe feeling like previous hires weren't as challenging, I think it's because marketing is more challenging. Okay. And then the other lessons or tips rather, really spend time playing mental chess with yourself and weighing out what different options could make sense for your team structurally. Doing that is worth every single minute of it. And that is time where you're going to feel like you're not seeing growth in the business because you just spent an hour like typing into a document and like drawing little like diagrams on a piece of paper trying to figure stuff out. But you are setting your business up for future success when you make the focus of like focus on this hard. And it's so important, even though it doesn't feel like it necessarily in the moment. As you slow down from 2023 and gear up for 2024, if you want a new and really interesting outside the box approach to your marketing in 2024, I want to gift you my freebie, Harnessing the 10 Reasons Buyers Choose You. This is a free 16-page workbook that you print out and you go through, and not kidding, it is a game changer for you and your marketing. It'll give you clarity on how to talk about your offers more clearly and more compellingly in your business. And revisiting things like this is great to do at the beginning of the year as part of your goal setting. So just head to elizabethmccravey.com/reasons, short for Reasons People Buy, to get that free workbook. Now back to the episode. And like I said, as this was something that was hard for me to figure out, and I'm still figuring out aspects of this. Like I'm exploring like, okay, should this person do that or should this person do that right now too in other decisions? But when I was like first figuring out some of this, I have so many documents within my ClickUp accounts where I keep them. I have a visionary area. I have a whole section that was like just document after document of me trying to figure this out. Again, I in my business journal, I have diagrams where I'm drawing like, okay, this like little, you know, mind map type things. And I spent so much time on this. I asked other people. I listened to podcasts. I went to like resources that could help me on this. And it was worth it. Okay. So it's worth every minute, and it might be challenging, and you might feel like in the moment that you're never going to get someone in the right seat, or that this is way too hard and confusing, and you should just do it all yourself because that's easier. But I just want to encourage you that it absolutely is worth it. So yeah, those are two lessons. And again, of course, I have more lessons from a big year in business, a year where we're growing our family again, and all of that kind of stuff. But those were two that I felt like you could benefit from and take tips from. So a bonus lesson though that I want to share before I get to like looking ahead to 2024 would just be that having a word for the year for my business was huge. And I talked about this on episode 245, just a few episodes back. I truly believe that is like a can't miss episode for you as an entrepreneur. Like go listen to it if you have not yet. I've gotten so much positive feedback on it. And I'm basically telling you how to pick a word or words for the year for your business, not just your personal life, but for your business. And so I have three words for the year for 2023. I'm actually picking four for 2024. I already have them picked, which is fun. And they spell a fun little acronym, actually, which was somewhat accidental, but also not accidental, because one of the words I kind of switched around a little bit to make it fit, like used a synonym to make it fit the acronym. But anyway, like it gave me so much direction and focus and a lens to make decisions through in my business all year long. And yes, it's hard to predict a whole year. Like I think I personally like to think in quarters more so as a business owner. So it's hard to pick like, okay, here's like the exact thing it's January right now, the exact thing I'm going to want to do in November of this year. Like that's so far away. You don't know how your life and business will change. But I think for me, it was like I had overarching goals and then I had my three words for the year, which those goals all fell under. And some of those goals I did decide not to do. Because I was like, I'm still keeping these words, but like this goal doesn't make sense anymore. So you might still change it, but focusing so well for me on my three words of the year gave me discernment and decision making, and also the space to make different decisions in Q4 because I'd gotten done what I was setting out to do in the prior quarters. And then I had a mind change about some of the goals of like, hey, actually change my mind. I don't want to do this anymore and I want to pivot this direction. So anyway, go listen to episode 245, truly a can't miss episode. But yeah, I just wanted to throw that in there that like the word for the year thing for me, which is why I did a whole episode on it, was probably like my biggest impactful business decision all year that I really found to be super helpful. Okay, now I want to look ahead though to 2024. So next year will be interesting for me and interesting in the business because I'll be starting a maternity leave basically like end of February, early March. I don't like, have my due date, but who knows when baby will come. But I haven't fully decided how much time I'll take yet or exactly what that will look like. Last time with Colin, I took like 5.5 months off, and really about 3.5 of those months were like solidly unplugged. And the last two were more like mainly unplugged, but like doing more admin type stuff. So anyway, I don't know what that'll look like yet. And for me though, with this like, baby being due in the February, beginning of March, I've actually thought of 2024 more so as starting with baby boy arrives. And January and February in my brain feel more like they're still part of 2023 because I will still be like completing some things from 2023, like finishing up making my podcast course in January and February, and then like a lot of focus on gearing up for maternity leave. So anyway, it's been kind of confusing to me because I'm like, is the beginning of my year March or is it January? I don't know. It will be such an interesting year, right? Between a baby being born, a course being finished, like I said, in January and February, a maternity leave and stuff like that. So my goals are going to look a lot different than they did in 2023, which was a year with a lot more like stability. And that's a good thing, right? Like different seasons of life require different things from us. And so I think as I look towards 2024, I'll have more personal life goals and focus this year in some ways, and bigger focuses on the business, but maybe like less of them, but like bigger projects being done, so to speak. So I'll also be home with my new baby boy a lot because right now, similar to what we did with my son Colin, we don't have plans to do outside the home childcare for a while. So this means more scrappiness for me and my work. And I know from Colin and working during nap time, doing the nap time hustle, as I call it, I know how to be scrappy. And 2023, though, has been less scrappy for me because I've had more childcare help, whereas 2022 was a very scrappy time for me as a mom and as a business owner. So anyway, that's more of like what the year is going to look like. And we'll see. So regardless, so generally speaking, my baby boy will be home. It's just all going to look different than this year. So some things though that I'm focusing on in my business specifically, again, I feel like I have more personal goals in some ways for the year than I necessarily do for business so far, but business focuses that are both really like huge focuses. That's why I'm saying I might have like less goals for the business, but more like big things happening. But I'm rebranding in my business, which is so crazy, right? I don't think I've shared that on the podcast yet. I have shared a little bit about it on social media though. But this is a long time coming. And to clarify, if you're like, wait, what do you mean by rebranding? I'm not changing my business name. I'm still going to be Elizabeth McCravey. It's still going to be the Breakthrough Brand Podcast. I'm not changing any of the names of my courses or anything like that. In fact, I've actually been trademarking stuff, not changing it. But I am changing up visuals for my business. So like the fonts, the colors, all my logos, and I'm designing an entire new website for myself. You know, my current site is over 100 pages and show it. It's quite feisty and large and not cohesive in a lot of ways, because that's what happens when you like kind of slowly grow your business over time and add new things and change new things. So anyway, doing a whole new website, they'll be much more cohesive and just like a different direction. So this is what I mean though by a lot more behind the scenes work in 2024 versus more front facing marketing, because I'll be working on this new website to basically gear up for front facing marketing. So it's like the quiet before a big reveal and a big change. And the quiet in this case of like the new website and the rebrand and all that is a lot of work. So I'm really thrilled about this, and I'll definitely share more closer to time. And I plan to do a whole podcast episode about the rebrand once I have that all done. And once we're like close to being finished with it, but some things I'll say for now, I also might be changing up some shop things, like stuff around my affiliate program, how my template shop is hosted and things like that, to make for a smoother purchasing experience. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm exploring different options there basically. So I'm in like research mode right now when it comes to that kind of stuff. But doing that again will be like a lot of mundane admin technical type work that will be so worth it and change things over time, but will be a lot of just small behind the scenes work. And the next thing is just like the rebrand is so good. It's still not done, and you'll see me slowly incorporating some of it like on social media and things like that before it's all finished. You know, there's different ways people do that. Like some people wait and go like completely like, okay, here's the whole new thing, and we changed everything just like abruptly. You gotta weigh for yourself what makes sense for you when you do rebrands, but I have so many things to change that it makes sense for me to be a little slower and do things more in little chunks. So that's what I'm doing. The brand is also more cohesive, more me, and fits the direction I want my business to head in the next year. So it just feels really exciting and was a big investment in the business and myself and like time investment, all those kinds of things. So anyway, I'm barely talking about it, but I'll share more about that another time, but it's super exciting. I'm really excited with the results so far. So that though, like, will take up a lot of the year is the point. Cause it's not like, you know, we're close to being done with like the logos and fonts and colors and stuff, but then the website and other aspects of like collateral design are going to take quite a while. Okay. And then the second thing I'm focusing on is visibility again in 2024, but in a different way. So if you listen to my episode about my word of the year, like I said, it's episode 245. Go listen to it if you haven't yet. But if you listened to that already, you know that traffic was one of my three words for the year in 2023. And by traffic, I meant more eyes on my business and products. And we had a lot of specific goals within the word traffic that basically related to like visibility and trying new things and a lot of like, you know, things like those summits and things like that. So that was a big goal for the year. And so I did a lot of things that were super fun and a lot of yeses. And again, like I said in my lesson, like that, when I shared that lesson, that was so fun. But this year, I'm also focusing on visibility, but in a different way. And I'm not going to share my words for the year yet publicly on this podcast, because I think I'm going to do the same thing I did last year and keep them a secret the whole year, generally speaking. But the way I'm going to focus on visibility is different. It's a different approach that is like, it's still all visibility, but literally just different directions. And it better fits my season of life as being a new mom again. So I'm really thrilled about that. Yeah. And so that's kind of like the thing really, it's like, I'll be focusing on visibility. So if you see me doing like marketing that feels like that's a focus, it's because it is. I want like more people to be able to find my templates, my courses, this podcast, all of that kind of thing. So as I say that, even if you have a friend where you're like, oh, they really like this podcast, please send it to them. So they can also become a listener. But yeah, that's where I'll kind of be focusing. And yeah, my year feels shorter, again, because of the maternity leave and the fact that the first 2 months will feel more connected to this year than 2024. And that's where like so much of the stuff, again, guys, is seasonal. I can't emphasize that enough. And what makes sense in 1 year of your business might not in the next. And that is good and normal. So that's just a little snippet into my year plans and this year's recap. So for me in January and February, I'll be very head down in coursework and maternity leave prep and kind of like getting things ready for baby. And then we'll go into these other things and I'll be taking maternity leave. The year will feel shorter, all that kind of stuff. But I'm still feeling really excited and optimistic about it all. So I hope for you that you'll try reflecting on your year two before you set your goals. It is so, so helpful. And I also want to encourage you to be flexible in your goals. Just because you decide something in December or January does not mean that you can't change your mind and decide again in October to do something completely different. It's a commitment that you're making to these goals, but it's also one that you can revisit. And sometimes you do have a goal like that, you know, relates to your word of the year or something. And then the method to achieving the goal changes, but still the same overarching vision for your business. So it might be that you scrap a goal, but like you come up with another one that still is working towards that vision. So anyway, I just want to encourage you in that of like reflect on your year. Think about goals as commitments, but also know that you can change them. And I find, if you just want a little tip, it's really helpful for me to think about the year in quarters, because life is so unpredictable and it's like, you don't know what will come and what will change. So thinking of like you have the overarching vision, but then you have your goals a bit in quarters is really helpful. Okay, so as we close real quick, don't turn me off yet, but I want to say thank you for being a podcast listener this year. Like seriously, thank you so much. It's been an awesome year of podcasting. And I wanted to ask you to take my end of the year survey. So I've done this survey 5 years in a row, and it's my way to see more of like things you want from me in 2024 in the next year. And even things you want less of, like both when it comes to products and podcast episodes, all the things in the survey, you'll even have the option to like do ask me anything and it'll be anonymous. I'm not going to share like who asked what, but I am going to do some podcast episodes based around those questions. And so many, a lot of you guys have already filled out the survey, but so many great questions have already come in. So that's been really fun. And 10 people will win Starbucks gift cards just for taking the survey. So that's really fun as well. The deadline is like early January to have taken it by, but to take it, go to elizabethmccravey.com/survey and it will redirect you. And I'll put that link in the show notes as well. But yeah, as a podcast listener, whether you've been listening all year or you're new, I would just love to hear your feedback and what you want more of and what you want less of. And I also want to ask right now while I have you, if you never left a review for the Breakthrough Brand podcast or a rating, please do. That really does help grow the show because it shows other people that people like this show is honestly like one of the perks of like reviews and ratings. So if you haven't yet left a review or rating on Apple or Spotify or wherever you're listening, please go do that. I so appreciate it and read every single review. And yeah, that is it though. I hope you have a beautiful Christmas and a happy new year. And I'll actually be back in January, I think is the next time I'm airing an episode. And I'm really excited about that one. I'll be sharing some Bible verses to help encourage you as a business owner in the new year. I've already started working on that episode and I think it's going to be really good and very encouraging to you. So get excited for that. And again, thank you. I hope you have a blessed holiday season and I'll talk to you then. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode all the way until the end. I appreciate you being here. And if you enjoyed this episode, then I want to invite you to check out my website template shop too. Over on ElizabethMcCravey.com, you'll find show website templates that are easy to use, strategically designed, and created to help you book more clients and customers. Maybe your current website is really boring. Maybe it's a challenge to update. And maybe even it's that thing that you really feel like is just completely holding your business back. Your website needs to be strategically and intentionally designed in order for it to convert your viewers into raving customers. And that's exactly what my M-Shop templates do. So these are pre-made Show It website templates where you can plug and play your content into it with ease and then get started with a website that's designed to actually help you make more money. These templates are designed to be SEO friendly on the back end, and they're not just pretty, but they are very strategic and with all the strategies I teach on this podcast. And best of all, they're easy for you to set up all by yourself. So shop them at ElizabethMcCravey.com/shop and come join the M-Shop family of hundreds of happy customers. And as an added perk, you can use the code BBPODCAST at checkout to get 10% off any template as a thank you for being a part of the podcast family. So that's BBPODCAST for 10% off any template over at ElizabethMcCravey.com. And if you love this podcast, don't forget that you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts so that you never miss an episode, and leave a rating and review for the show wherever you're listening. Share it with a friend, share it on Instagram or Facebook. That's a great way to support the podcast and get the word out. All right, I'll be back next week with another new episode.